There's an effort to end a long standoff between public and private schools by reducing class sizes statewide while increasing school vouchers in Milwaukee's Choice program. Some on the Joint Finance Committee, like Senator Luther Olson, don't want to fiddle with a compromise crafted by Governor Jim Doyle and Republican leadership. The Republican from Ripon is concerned changes to the deal could result in a veto.
We have a compromise in front of us that the governor said he will sign. And to me, that's the most important issue, because I believe the governor holds a trump card on this.
The proposal would raise an enrollment cap on more than 120 state-funded private and religious schools. Those schools getting vouchers would have to be accredited by an outside group and would have to administer nationally standardized tests. Still, some voice concerns about accountability in the voucher program. Others, like Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon, were concerned about the cost and how it would affect those in his district.
They will see a tax bill that is larger than anywhere else in the city, and I don't think that's fair. So you will see the amendments, and we need to fix it.
Amendments to help Milwaukee taxpayers foot the bill were defeated by the Joint Finance Committee. In addition to the cost of state vouchers, taxpayers would also pay $25 million. That would go for a program designed to improve academic achievement through more teacher attention. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.